Hi guys, welcome back to season 5, episode 22 of My Own Girl Problem Podcast. I am your host, Yasmin Owens, and it is one day, I repeat, one day before New Year's Eve, and it's time to ring in the bell. 2022 has been fun and all, but it is time to say 22 go and introduce 2023, and hopefully 2023 will be a little bit better, because if you know, you know. Now, with this being said, you know, we are close to ringing in the new year, and there are going to be a lot of talks about New Year's resolutions, but that will be on January 6th, 2022, when I talk about New Year's Revolution. But on this episode, I'm going to talk about 18 things to do on New Year's Eve to ring in for 2023. Now, you got to think, everyone's plan or calendar, hopefully you had a lot of ups in 2022. And if you had some downs, we're glad the year is over for you so you can move on to something bigger and better in 2023. And say farewell to 2022, whether it was lovely, awful, or a mixture of both. You should take some time to celebrate the wins and, you know, mourn the losses. But a big one, no matter how it plays out, you survive. And with that in mind, you think you survived a pandemic for how many years? You survived, you know, the uncertainty of everything that's happening in the world. And, you know, with that so fresh in your mind, take a moment to consider how you want to ring in the new year. There are obviously things to do in the new year, like going to a New Year's Eve party, watching the ball drop on TV, or enjoying a delicious dinner with loved ones. What we hope, and what we, when I meant as we as the audience, or you the listener, and what I hope that you don't do is pretend that it's just an ordinary day. So how about you say hello to 2023? We are rounding up a unique list of best things to do on New Year's Eve to help you kick off your next 12 months around the sun on a perfect note. But before you make a choice and plan on what you want to do on that day, or who you want to spend time celebrating it with, take a moment to set your intention for the upcoming year and write down what you want to accomplish in this new year. What do you hope to master or overcome, and what will fulfill you? And I think what I've searched doing my research of what's the best way to ring in the new year, especially for 2023. I think number one, it is important to set mini resolutions for the coming year. Take some time on New Year's Eve to jot down small notes or tweaks you want to make into your routine. Let these be easier resolution ideas to inspire you that will have a big impact on your life. Bite-sized goals that will make it much easier to keep things than sweeping ones you made years in the past. Hear that. This year, you're starting with achievable wins, not impossible to keep promises. And, you know, make a little plan that will make it stay on track easier. Like, after you identify a goal, break it down into these exact steps that you'll need to take in order to achieve it. Then plan for the speed bumps you might encounter. For example, if you want to start running in the morning instead of at night, what usually prevents you from getting up early and how you can make it easier. Then it's just a matter of tracking your progress, staying organized, and not forgetting to celebrate wins along the way. And then walking around your neighborhood with a suitcase. In some Latin American culture, it's a tradition to walk around the block with an empty suitcase on New Year's Eve to manifest traveling and adventure in the year ahead. Alternatively, you can walk in and out of your front door a number of times while rolling one to symbolize how often you want to travel places. You can place it in the middle of the room for anyone to run around. And then number three, find the lesson in 2022. Take a stock of what challenges you faced this year. What did they teach you about yourself, your loved ones, or your community? Consider how what you learned might help you in the future. Also, take the time to reflect on what ideas, habits, and relationships held you back this year, and ask yourself how you can begin to lessen their presence in your daily life or let them go entirely. I might need to recount that in my own life. Number four, take a virtual class to learn something new. With a little bit of initiative, you can still learn a lot in the last few hours of the year. Take a gnocchi or a paella making class. Support your local yoga studio by virtually meeting with your friends for sun salutations. You can even take a cocktail making class and move up some celebratory holiday drinks. That sounds kind of fun. I look into that. And number five, I think what I've been seeing a lot on like my social media pages or when I'm watching something on YouTube or whatever may happy, I've seen a lot of people mentioning manifesting your goals. And I think for the new year, I think it's very important if you believe in all the astrology stuff, that taking your time on New Year's Eve to make truly meditating and reflect on the year ahead is an excellent way to head into the new year with a focused and clear mindset. Try breaking down your goals by quarters, months, or even by weeks. You'll be surprised how much a little planning can help you grow your business, plan your dream vacation, or finish that book you always wanted to write. Number six, have an early outdoor celebration. You know, whether, you know, COVID is slowly down or went back up, spending time outdoors does wonders with your psyche. But make plans to meet your friends in a nearby park or go for a nice walk with your loved ones. And then watch a New Year's Eve themed movie, since there's a movie that actually titles New Year's Eve, but plenty of movies have actually New Year's Eve scenes. When, for example, a movie called When Harry Met Sally, for example, where the film cinematic scene takes place at a New Year's Eve party, and About Time starts the New Year's Eve party too. And then you can also Google like 30 best movies to stream your thing in on New Year's. And then number eight, spending the day adventuring. Hikes, snowshoes, skis. Not only will you take in some nice scenes, but the fresh air will probably help produce serotonin in your brain, which can help you maintain a healthier emotional state and kicking off the year in a good mood. Sounds like a best omen for what to come, right? Especially when we're all about that mental health. And then number nine, dress to the nines. You don't get done up often, especially if you decide to take up working remotely indefinitely. So dressing up for a special occasion, 2023 can be really fun. Pull out the most fabulous piece or buy something new so you can dress like royalty, whether you're hitting a New Year's Eve party or cutting a rug in your own living room. And then number 10, call loved ones. Your friends and family probably helped you get through this year, and give them a call to say thank you. Check in, swap stories, and make plans for 2023. And number 11, which is, I think is always an annual tradition every year, I feel like, is watching the Times Square ball drop. The quintessential New Year's Eve event is watching the ball drop in Times Square, New York City. And if you can be there in person, amazing. But if not, simply tune to ABC or CNN to watch festivities live. And this year, I think Disney is taking over. So to celebrate Disney's like 50th anniversary of, you know, being around, they're, I think they're going to design the balls at their Mickey Mouse ears. That's kind of cool to see this year. Number 12 is getting crafty with New Year's Eve decorations. Now, you can throw a party this year and be extra with your decorations, considering creating a photo booth with a simple backdrop that you can find from Amazon and other stores for a fun 2023 theme party for the props for your New Year's Eve booth. But also, while we're in the swing of things of trying to make sure we do manifesting, writing down your goals, you know, taking care of your mental health, and like make sure things are ordering your life, number 13, I think, is very important. It's like trying to do declutter your house for a clean start. Now, my grandmother always used to say, you know, you don't start the new year off on the wrong foot, make sure your house is clean and everything, because you want to bring in the New Year's with a clean house. And then also with a clean body and clean spirit, I guess. But declaring your house for a clean start, you don't have to wait until spring clean to get organized. Do as Marie Kondo says and pare your things down to those things that bring you joy. You walk into this coming year feeling fresh and unburdened by stuff, and stack up organizing so your clutter has a home. I think that's very important. I think we realize like how much stuff we actually buy. And since, you know, we just had Black Friday like a month ago. So I think it's time to get rid of stuff you're not going to wear ever again, especially if you have not touched them more than a year. And then number 14, write gratitude cards to those who help you through. Consider putting your gratitude into words and mailing letters to your friends and family members. Your sweet notes is bound to brighten your loved one's day, as well as you for spreading your love to everyone that you care about. And number 15, collecting the year's memories. When the last time you actually printed a photo out? It's probably been a while, so take the time to do so. Whether you make a scrapbook of last year or some other thing, it's nice to relive memories in a tangible way. And there, I know there are services like Smilebox or Shutterfly that allows you to make digital scrapbooks if the whole cutting and gluing process isn't your thing. And then number 16, playing games with your loved one. Even if the ones near and dear to your heart are too far to visit, you can still celebrate the New Year's with them. There are plenty of ways to connect with friends and families online, including kind of online games great for groups and games you can play over FaceTime, or keep it simple and play a family-friendly board game at home. Number 17, plan a fancy dinner. Now, if there's any holiday that is perfect for bundling up in the coziest lounge clothes or pulling out all the stops to cook a start-to-finish gourmet meal, it's New Year's Eve. Make a recipe you always wanted to try with your partners, your friends, or host a dinner party for your best friends. And 18, go dancing. No matter if you hit your favorite club or listen to your playlist in the comfort of your own home, dancing is always a good idea on New Year's Eve. Whether you're looking for an excuse to wear your sparkliest dress, interested in working a bit of a sweat, or you're in search of an activity that doesn't necessarily involve drinking and dancing, is a safe bet. But those are the list of 18 things that I think y'all should do, or at least try, before you ring in the new year. I think the one thing I think we all realize by the end of the year, as it keeps winding down and we keep introducing a new year, is just don't stress about it. I know we always say each year is going to be better than the next, and I think each year keeps proving us wrong, but we shall see if 2023 will be better than 2022. And I don't need to remind you of the other years prior, how we've been stuck for the past couple of years in our homes without seeing our loved ones. So take this chance to connect with your loved ones who you haven't seen, connect with friends. And if you do need to let some friends go because they weren't there for you, like emotionally, or give the support that you need, then let them go. They will realize sooner or later if you tend to not really drop, but let go of people who weren't on the same wavelength as your goals and weren't really supporting and bringing you up, and let them go, because they realize once you let them go that they lost a good friendship there being with you. And you know, it's up to them whether they want to fix up that relationship with you or not. And if they don't want to, then good riddance. You don't need, you know, their negative energy with you as you bring in the new year. And then truly realize like who your closest friends are and who are truly your inner circle, and those friends who truly want to see you succeed in life and will help you up and not bring you down. But I hope everyone has a great New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I will see y'all in the new year on January 6th when I produce another episode for the new year. And I can't wait to see what 2023 brings for all of us this year. But until then, this is your host, Yasmin Owen, signing off at Mount Paul. See, look, I can't even talk right, but let me try that again. This is your host, Yasmin Owens, signing off Melon Girl Problem Podcast and saying goodbye to 2022 and welcoming in 2023. Happy New Year's Eve, Happy New Year's Day, guys, and I'll see y'all in January. But take care, have a blast, and see y'all real soon. Till then, bye.